Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School basketball at the state tournament, joined now by Norwalk head coach Joe Sigrist. If the Warrior girls fall to Cedar Rapids Xavier this afternoon, 70-60. Coach, it was a slow start, but your team roared back. You had a big lead. Xavier came back, took a 9-point lead. Team never let up, though. It was just a fight to the finish, but almost took a perfect game to beat you, and Xavier almost played that.
They did. You know, I thought we did a great job on Fandel. I think she had 4 points in the first half. We were executing our game plan. We were up 5, but they had some girls really step up and hit kick-out threes. That's what this state tournament's all about is you know, if your game plan works against the best player, one of the best players in the state, if not the best player in Fandel, other people are going to have to be open because it can't just be one person, you know, allocated to their best player. So they hit some big shots. I think they had 7 threes from other girls. You know, Fandel didn't get any, but just we held her to, I don't know, what was it, 21 points, so 5 under her average, but they almost had 4 girls in double figures. So credit to them. So proud of our girls. I knew they would never give up. I knew we would come back and make it a really good game, and I'm just super proud of these 6 seniors.
Maybe speak to what Xavier did defensively in holding Bailey, I think, to just 2 points in the second half. She had a pretty good first half. And then the start that they had as well for Xavier to come out and throw that opening punch.
Well, Fandel's a long 6-footer that's a Division I basketball player. They put her on her most of the time, and it was hard for Bailey to get freed up. I thought our other girls had some opportunities and made the best of them at times, but she's not just an offensive player. She's a complete player. She's a defensive player too. So, But Bailey hit some big shots for us like she always did in her career, and I'm super proud of number 20.
Early in the game, Hannah Overholzer scored 7. Your first 7 points really kept you in that game and kind of allowed you to make that big comeback.
Yeah, Hannah's awesome. You know, there's not many that work harder than Hannah Overholzer. She's one of the first ones in the gym. She's one of the last ones to leave. And she leans on her faith. She just does a little bit of everything and a lot of, you know, what we need her to do each and every night. And so happy that her and her family moved in from Texas, because we're not the semifinal team we are without Hannah.
So you don't end up, I know the goal was to get one more game and 2 more wins. You fall a little bit short, but what a run over these last 2 years.
Oh, I told them in there, 23-2 matches I believe, the best record in Norwalk history. I think actually in 2007, the last time I think Xavier ended our season, it was like the same thing with the 23-1 team. So, yeah, we'll be back. I mean, this group is too tight, too coachable. They're just a joy to be around every day, and they want to be better. So tonight's all about those 6 seniors, but Norwalk will be back.
Let's talk a little bit more about those seniors. Bailey, the starter of the group, and then just a great group of them. You know, Braylon Clark wasn't able to play this year, but she was part of it as well. What's their legacy going to be to the program?
Their legacy is going to be putting Norwalk girls basketball back on the map. They're the reason that we're down here, that we made it to the semifinals. We had a super quarterfinal game, exciting finish. I mean, look at the whole community that rallied behind us and filled these stands. So people in Norwalk will remember these 6 seniors for a long time.
And we end on a positive note, because you've got a lot of kids coming back, a really good group. Talk about what's coming back for next year.
Yeah, lots of talent. You know, we've got really good juniors. You know, the best freshmen in the state, some good sophomores. So the future is very bright. I just have a hard time thinking about the future when all I can think about is you know, not coaching these six seniors ever again. So tonight's all about them and how much we love them and are proud of them for putting us back on that map.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist after the Warriors' state semifinal loss today. Coach, congratulations on a great season.
Thanks for covering us all year, Mike.